Okay, so we're starting a new simon today. Sure, we're all excited about that. Very interesting simon, Kuf Nun Gimel. It's on page 69. It's talking about shul. That's basically what. So in Kuf Nun Beis, we talked about the honor and respect and things you can and cannot do in a shul or in a beis medrash. Very interesting halakas in Kuf Nun Gimel. Chaver says as follows, Mutar la'asos, Kufnun Beis, page 67. Kufnun Aleph, we talked about the honor and respect, do a shul. Kufnun Beis, Chaver says as follows, Ein sosim beis ha'knesses, kedei lifnos beis knesses acher. You do not tear down one shul in order to build another shul. Mishmur says the same thing applies by Beis HaMedrash. And the reason is Shema Yare Lahem Ones Shloyavino Yivnu Ha'acher. Because something will happen. They'll tear down the first one, they'll tear down number one, and they're going to build number two, and we all know what happens on the road. So something will happen, and now we'll end up that one is torn down, and two won't get built. Something will happen. Something will come up, and the Mishnah says, like Pidyon Shvuim, like redeeming someone, and they'll need the money for something else, and then we're left with nothing.
What about like a murder? Like two shuls, two different
shuls? Okay, hold off on that. We're not talking about that yet. Or we'll talk about a similar thing, hopefully, maybe tonight. And the Mishnah says, even if your intent is the new one will be much nicer, much more beautiful than the other one, but still we can't take a chance. So what do you have to do? So you build the second one first. Then they tear down the second one. Once it's already up. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply if, he says the name of the acronym, that if a group of people rented a shul, rented a place. And they're using that place to daven. And then they decide to give up the lease. They can't give up the lease and move. They can't give up the lease until they have another place, until they've rented another place. They've actually rented the other place. The same halakha would apply. Because we're scared that then you'll be left with nothing. The Mishnah Berurah says also something very interesting. He says this applies even if you've collected all the money to build the second one already. Still. Because we all know what happens with money. Something will happen and then they'll need the money. They'll lose the money. Right. Rama says, Vapilu in the parentheses. Vapilu loratu, turn the page. Listor. The Rama says a big kiddush, even if they don't want to tear down the first shul. They just want to rak machitza echad. All they want to do is tear down one wall of the shul. Leharchivo, to make it bigger. Change it, to fix it, whatever. Namidina haki. The Rama holds you can't do that. You can't do it. So what would you do? The Mishnah Berurah says, according to this Rama, you'd build the wall out there. Build the wall. Connect it and then tear down the wall. That's what you'd have to do. And And the Machar picks up. So Hanimili, when do we say this? Shahaya Rishon Chazak. When the first one was okay, it was fine. Aval im charvo yisod asav. But if it was weakened, oh natu kaslav linpo, or the walls are about to fall down, so sum also miyad. So then we tear it down right away. Tear down the first one right away. And we quickly build this, the replacement day and night. Because we're scared. If we don't giddy up, something will happen. So that's that case. If it's the building's falling or it's dangerous or something, so then you could tear it down. You can't take the bricks from the old one to build the new one. Same idea. In other words, that means you're tearing down the first one before the second one's built. So, you know, you can picture people saying that. Well, first of all, it'll save money. Second of all, you know, they might maybe want to do it for sentimental reasons. Right? You know, you have the bricks from the old one and the new one, you know, like. So you can't do that because that inherently is saying that you're tearing down the first one before you build the second one. So you can't do that. The also list start dover mebeis haknesses, ella im kain osa almanas livnos. And you can't tear down something from a shul unless you do so in mind that you're going to rebuild it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that applies to something in the structure of the building. But let's say if we want to take out clay kodesh or the chairs or the benches or pews of one shul and put it in another shul, that would be okay. Again, even then the Mishnah Berurah says it's really not covered to the first shul. Are you taking out something from the first shul, we're going to put in the other shul, right? So what does that say about the first shul? You know, like, so you're taking things out of the first shul, so it's not nice, but it won't be technically usur. It won't be technically usur. Let's see. Yeah. There's something I forgot to tell you. The Ber Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some people are lenient in this if there's an established shul in the city that could hold the members of the shul, the first shul. In other words, let's go back to the original halacha. You can't tear down a shul in order to build in that place the shul, even if nicer. So Mishnah Berurah brings down that some are lenient. Oh, what's the problem? Because maybe they won't build it. Something will happen. So Mishnah Berurah brings down that if there's another set established shul in the community and that building could easily hold the members of the shul that wants to tear down the shul, right? Let's say shul A wants to tear down their shul and they want to rebuild it. So we say you can't do that until you built the second one. So let's say there's another shul, there's shul B. And shul B has plenty of room that hypothetically, if A wouldn't get built, all the members of A would fit easily and be able to go to B. Shul B. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Taz says that would be okay, that you would be allowed to tear down A even before you build A, and that would be an override for the halacha that we learned. Even in that case, the Magen Avraham is machmir. He says you shouldn't do it. He still shouldn't do it. Right. And again, that's what the Ber Halacha says. The Ber Halacha says that it has to be sheyesh makom lekulam berivacha lispala. That has to be the second shul is big enough that all the members of A that's being rebuilt could go to B and there'd be no problem as far as space is concerned. So, but if not, if you know, just because there's another shul, if A's people would not be able to get over there and dive in there comfortably, so then according to everybody, the halakha would go back to what we said originally. They won't be able to tear down A till A number two is built already. Okay, good. Stop here for tonight. Let's continue this morning. How to build a shul. I was here about that.